Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
All right. I want to talk to you about Thanksgiving. Oh, here we go. The momentum of Thanksgiving living. The momentum of Thanksgiving living. And I want to give you this principle to start with that I hope you lock in. That if you are not thankful for the things he's done in the past, you will be overwhelmed with the present. And then you will never be able to focus on the future. If you do not focus, are you with me, on the great things he's done in the past, you'll be overwhelmed by the future. Where'd you grow up, Henry? Pompano Beach, is that where it was? Pompano Beach. You see Henry's size. He and his brother played NFL. One brother played in the NFL, and the brother that didn't play in the NFL was better than both the other brothers. And they're both giants. Grew up with grandmom and granddad in the house. How big was your house? How far? How big? 500 square feet. Three NFL player bodies. Grandmother and granddad grew up in this. About this. Right, Henry? 500 square feet. And you know why Henry's thankful all the time? Because he remembers back then, and he remembers how to be thankful. And now he has a big house, but if he wasn't thankful for that, something would come up, and he would be overwhelmed what came up because he did not remember where he came from. Yes, yes, yes. And so I have to tell you this story. You wonder what these are about. And I'm going to have my grandson Christian help me today. Yeah. Check that out. Now, what you have here is it's a story about the children of Israel crossing Jordan, and it's found in Joshua 4, verses 1 through 7. And so every family member, somebody from all 12 families, yeah, you can take that away. Pastor Josh keeps putting that up here because I think he thinks I'm getting older. I turned to Jessica and I said, what's the deal with the chair? Okay. So he said, I want you to reach down and all through the river, at the bottom of the river, of this Jordan River that was at flood stage, there were these huge stones. And he said, I want you to go pick up every one of them, and I want you to make a stack over here. And these stones were so heavy, the Bible says they had to put them on their shoulder to get them up there. And so when they get up here, Christian, you're doing so good, and you stack those stones, it's for a reason. Because they said, whenever your children walk past these stones, they will ask you, what do they mean? What do these stones mean? And so when we look and we sit down and we say, what?
What do these stones mean?
I will tell you what it means. It means that we were able to see the promised land. Are y'all listening to me? We could see 2022, but we just couldn't get there yet. That seemed to be overwhelming odds. We saw our destiny. We saw where we wanted to go. We just couldn't get there. But then God went all the way back up at Adam, stopped the water, at this place, and then he comes all the way back down below and stops the water again, and we all walk through. This is a miracle. This is a miracle. And the same God that did that for Dad, the same God that did that for Granddad, is going to do that for you. And so really what these stones become is they become a pathway for generations to walk on to get where we've got today. If I did it, if my son did it, my grandson could do it. So what you have is a pathway. But you can't forget the pathway. Come on back here, Christian. And so he says, well, if my granddad did it, step on it, and my dad did it, and my mom did it, and my grandmother did it, and all the people at Hope did it, you see, then I can make it here too. Because when the new comes up, all you have to do is look back at all the places that he got you where you are. And that's why I know our next place is going to be phenomenal and incredible. And I'm already thankful for it. You know why? Because when we were at our house, Pastor Josh, on North Bay Village, and it got so big, we put all the furniture in the backyard and we would have service. We got 80 people. God, I was speaking in Toronto, gave us a place over on 83rd Street. And then he gave us the Golden Glade Exchange. Then he gave us the Kmart. Anybody with me here? Then he gave us the COVID Center. Then he gave us the Methodist Church. Is anybody with me? Then he gave me Cooper City High School. And then he gave us a church at Cooper City. And then he gave us that school. I don't even know what you call that school. And then he gave it. He gave us this. And I know he's going to give us that, because I can look back and I can see this. I can take anything now if I'm focused and thankful on what happened back there. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. Y'all don't know the song. Okay. All right. Oldest book in the Bible. Make a circle. Oldest book in the Bible, the book of Job. Why was it that the devil couldn't get to Job? The devil's crying, God, I can't touch Job. Don't you love the devil when he's a whining, whimpering? No, he was. He was whining and whimpering. Shut up. This is where Job lived. And when the enemy tried to come against Job, he went, no. I gave thanks. I prayed and sacrificed for my children this morning. And I know what he did last year. I know what he did the year before. I know what he did the year before. Let me tell you why. I know when I hold that envelope that says it's time. I know it's time because I can look back and be thankful, knowing there's no other option but it's time. Okay, Christian, make my stack back. Okay. So they sent 12 spies, Pastor Pete, 12 spies over to look. 83% come back. We can't do it. There's giants over there. We're like grasshoppers. They'll kill us in a day. We won't last a day. Can I tell you those numbers are pretty true with the body of Christ? I could tell you next service when I have a little bit more time, 10 lepers came to Jesus with an impossible situation. They called leprosy the living death. Did you know that when somebody got leprosy, their family went ahead and had a funeral for them as though they were already dead? They already took their inheritance. There's no hope for you. Talk about social distancing. They couldn't get within 16 feet of anybody. They called it the disease of the unclean. We've never known anything like that in our society, like leprosy. So 10 of them get healed. One comes back. And one comes back. Jesus is incredible. Jesus looks and goes, where are the other nine? He expected Thanksgiving. He knew, okay, are you ready? Are you ready? Faith can get you a miracle. Thanksgiving keeps your miracle. If you're not thankful for something, you know you're doomed to go right back and be in the same situation. How many people ever got their credit card debt paid off? You got it. Woo! 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 But if you're not getting up every day saying, I'm thankful. I ain't got that debt anymore. I'm so free of debt. If you're not thankful for the past, the next thing you know, you're going to wake up and there's all that debt. And worse than before. Where were the other guys? Did you know in that parable? I'll tell it to you next service. He equates Thanksgiving with glory. You know why? Psalms 100. We enter his gates with thanksgiving. And we live in a world that's like this. We think of gates like that door. In the kingdom of God, the gate is like this. It's over you. So the minute you become thankful, everything God intended for you to have comes down upon you. You don't believe that? December 25th, or some people December 24th, when they open presents. As a parent, how many of you have ever have had the feeling of your child opening a present going, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know what your mind is? I need to get this child something else. I need to get this child. If they're going to be that thankful, I need to get them something else. How many of you have ever had the converse true? This is what you got me? You got me this? This is not what that's where the parent takes the child, takes the present back, goes back to Costco, Amazon, wherever you got it from, and you put that booger back there and go, when you learn to be thankful. You can't even get to God without thanksgiving. Because you enter into his thanksgiving. I'm thankful for everything. The Bible says in everything give thanks. How in the world can you give thanks when there's something bad going on? Because if you look back in your life, the greatest things that ever happened to you were the things were impossible. You know why I have that degree from Georgia Tech on my wall? Because it was the hardest thing I ever did. My coach the first year said, you're just not tech material. You're not smart enough to be here. And my grades first quarter pretty much proved that. But it wasn't over. It wasn't over. I graduated and made Dean's List twice. No. If God did that for me when I was 21, and something else comes to me and I'm still looking back at that, if God before me, who can be against? So then we get to this place where we enter his gates with thanksgiving. And then the Bible says we enter his courts with praise. It means fill up to the brim. See, the question is, what are you full of? Something happens to you in traffic, and you say something or make a gesture, and you go, oh, Jesus, forgive me. I didn't mean to do that. Oh, yeah, you did. That's what you were full of. That's exactly what you were full of. See, but I'm full of praise. I'm full of praise. So when some situation hits me, bam! Man, it's praise everywhere. It's praise everywhere. If I'm thankful and I've learned to praise. Okay. Just to be fair. If something happens to you, Christian, and you're full of praise, something hits you, okay. Equal opportunity, equal, and I appreciate it. It could have been a lot worse. We're going to give this to Dad just in case. All right. Then you enter into his presence. So can I just take you back? Can I take you back to Jordan one time? Children of Israel are 10 generations deep in slavery. A generation is 40 years, right? For 400 years, they've been in slavery. Get paid nothing. Just get beat. Don't get fed properly. I mean, they have to rely upon God because the living conditions and disease are just horrific. And then God, one day, delivers them. And on that day that he delivers them, he goes, oh, wait just a second. I'm going to make all y'all rich on this same day. They spoiled all of Egypt, the most powerful empire financially in the world. They all left loaded. And they walk out. NASA says that the desert they were in is usually over 100 degrees during the day and usually under 25 at night. That's fact from NASA. So they walk out into the desert, and when the sun comes up, there's just cloud. Everywhere they go, there's cloud. There's cloud. There's cloud. And then it starts to get cold at night, and they're going to sleep. And it starts to get really cold. And all of a sudden, God causes heat. I don't know. It says a pillar of fire. I don't know. Was it gust of warm wind? I don't know what it was. All I know, he did it for 40 years. And every morning, it was time to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Food is on the ground. Every day, food is on the ground. Then they say, we're tired. We want no more manna. And God says, well, let me give you a gourmet meal. And he drops every day thousands of quail on the ground. Then they're walking, and it's in the desert, and it's so cold. I mean, they're all thirsty. They're all thirsty. It's tongue out. Good. They're all thirsty. Water bottle. No, I'm just joking. Some people say it was 30,000. Some theologians say it was 2 million. Whatever. It's just a miracle. He just makes a geyser come out of the water and everybody drinks. For 40 years, their clothes don't wear out. All of a sudden, they get unthankful. What do you call it? A herd of snakes? A passel of snakes? A bunch of snakes. Thank you, my wordsmith. Okay. These snakes come out and start biting them, and they're all starting to die of poison, of a poison venom. And God says, just take a bronze serpent, put it up on a pole, and everybody get healed immediately. And people are there, and their children are dying. They're convulsing because they've been bitten by deadly snakes. Just look. And all of a sudden, they're healed. How do you forget all of that? You come to the moment of truth. How do you forget that? How do you forget to be thankful for all of those things? But let's not talk about the children of Israel. Let's talk about us. Can we get to us, just to us today? How many of you have God just showed up and just done something miraculous? Yeah, I mean, just done something, come on, Kendi, that was so far beyond anything you could imagine. I listen to you get up and share about giving, and it's one story after another testimony of another victory of how God did it. And if I'm thankful for that, how can I possibly be overwhelmed by the now? Do you have memorial stones at your house? That's what you talk about at night, right? When you have devotion, right? Where we sit down at the house. And we said, Mimi was there, and we said, okay. We know what God's done in the past. This is two nights ago. We know what God's done in the past. We're thankful for that. Now, what do we want to happen before the end of the year? How many of you would like to see something happen ridiculously powerful before the end of the year? I mean, just my God, 21 was a great year because of December. Can anybody agree with me? So I said to them, what is it that you want to have happen before the end of the year? Because if you don't say it and you don't talk about it and you don't dream it and you don't speak it, how are you ever going to have it? So these kids they've been trained. They know what's back in the past. And so Christian goes.
And I said, I wanted wisdom.
No. He not just said, I want wisdom. What did you do to open yourself for God to give you wisdom? Now, no, this is not something Pastor Josh, Pastor Corinne told him. This is something God told. You know that Samuel was hearing from God when he was their age. You do know. Okay. And?
I fasted for 5 days.
How much more can I tell you right now? How much more could I tell you right now? Train up a child in the way they should go. Let me just tell you something. I believe there's an anointing like Solomon on this boy. Because at his age, he said, I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for this. But before 2021 is out, I want to see God do something. Every young person under the sound of my voice. What do you want God to do before the end of 2021? You need to say it. My little baby. Oh, and he also said, his dad calls me up and he said, where can I get a used trumpet? God said to Christian, play the trumpet. I said, he's not going to go get a used trumpet. I'm going to get one of my world-class trumpets, and I'm going to seed it into his life. Now, if he's not thankful for it and he does not use it, I will unseed it out of his life. What did you say? You wanted God to do before the end of the year.
I wanted to try out designing a web page and doing graphics and horseback riding.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, she just started with violin last week. And I come in and I watch her rehearse and practice and rehearse and practice. Now, it's not enough just to say you want to do something. You got to realize there's a price to get there. And you got to realize that those people that did those stones, for 40 years, they humped it around in the desert. And they believed. And then they went across. Thank you, my wonderful grandchildren. When I went home to mom's house, thank you, Johnny. She said, I want to give you the letter your dad wrote to you for Thanksgiving before he died. And if you know anything about my dad did nothing without preparation. That every word meant something. And I'm not going to just read this to you today as something from my dad to me. I'm reading this of your dad to you. Some of you had great dads. Some of you didn't have a dad. Some of you had somebody in the house that didn't act like a dad. But when all's said and done, he's our Heavenly Father. And I'm named after him. I'm made in his likeness and in his image. I thank you for saying I look like my dad, but thank you even more for saying I look like my dad. And so Dad said, Happy Thanksgiving. This is to you now. So that we get this right, I want you to go, this is a word from Heavenly Father to me. Say that. Okay. To a son or a daughter that any parent would be proud to have, but can't because we have him. When we see you or hear you, the pride we have cannot be put into words. Do you realize the one thing Jesus needed was his dad to be proud of him? That's why when he does the baptism thing, God opens heaven up. And he goes, that's my boy, I'm proud of him. That wasn't for the people. That was for his son. Because he knew what he was about to have to go through. Since you were a child, you've been gifted with a great heart of love, and it continues even as you grow older. This is a place that just knows how to love. Reach out and touch somebody beside you and go, you're sitting beside somebody that knows how to love you. It's the truth. And that path you chose, and the path you chose, know that we'll be there clapping our hands till they are red and raw and shouting our love as long as we can speak from the front row. Isn't it incredible? Life turns and now I'm on the front row. We will always be your biggest cheerleader. And I will be yours. And yours. And yours. And nothing gets us more than hearing you say, I love you. This is why, and I say to everybody that's watching online, I said it yesterday, when you're not here, the family's not complete. How would you like to have family dinner and some of the family not show up? I understand certain situations. Turn to somebody and say, we miss you. More than likely, we'll be gone long before you go. And this was Dad's last Thanksgiving. However, we will live in memories and have those gardens of the happy days we spent together while you were growing up, in college, singing together, sharing the pulpit and our travels. So many happy days together. Then you got grown, and now you have your own family, your own ministry, and how we miss you. Where has the time gone? Can I tell you? Don't let time slip away. Be thankful. You won't always have these kids around. You'll spin around and they'll all be married and they'll all be gone and you'll go, I wish I. It is so like clockwork, isn't it, son and my daughter? Probably done a couple thousand funerals. The people that are cutting up and acting the fool at funerals are the people that didn't treat them right while they were alive. People that are smiling and weeping that they'll miss them are the people that were thankful when they were alive. Just take time to stop and say thank you. Every time the service ends, Kennard, and I see your face come up there, I'm thankful. Who else could do that but you? Well, there's me. But besides me, because you know I could. Anyway, when we see a picture or catch a glimpse, our hearts swell with pride. Thank you for always putting family first. At Hope United, family first. Let's say it. At Hope United. Everything you've said and done along the way, the memories and are the one gift that God has given us that death can't destroy, will go with us through eternity. We've known so much happiness as a family. Remember that someday, waiting at God's big gate, you'll hear us call your name. Somehow we feel we haven't said enough, but this will have to do for now. We've tried to be the best parents, to take great pride in you with love and prayers. Happy Thanksgiving, Dad. I want you to close your eyes right now. And I want you in your own way just to say, I repent for not being thankful. Would you just say that? I should have remembered. Just say it out loud. I should have remembered all those things. I should rehearse every day those things that you did for me. Just say it louder. I repent. I repent. I want to be thankful. I want to be more thankful every day. I want to be more thankful every day. I want a momentum of thankfulness. I want a momentum of thankfulness. And I will not be overwhelmed, say it, by the rest of 2021. Because all I have to do is look back and see that all you have done. Whatever the enemy tries against you, it's little stuff. If you can just look back. If you could just look back, it's really little. It's really insignificant what the enemy's trying to pull. It's just little. Corinne's dad owns this great cargo export-import business and was in the back of a semi. He was checking on some things, and somebody gave the guy the ghost sign. And the guy just pulls out and starts flying down the road. Doors are open, and somehow Marco grabs a strap on one of the pallets. His body swings out. That could have been the end of Marco Mariquin's life. But God, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. 2 weeks ago, baby, we were driving down the turnpike. We were in the fast lane, and somebody hit brake. And I promise you, I was going over 70 miles an hour. And the next car was where Mario was sitting. And at a spur of a moment, I just believe the angels of the Lord moved my car over, Pete. And there was just this little lane between me and the median. And I just went right down there and went to a stop. And I just, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't say thank you. Thank you. Do y'all remember where you used to be? BG, before God, do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember how bad it looked? And then you got saved. Then you got delivered. We won't have a baptism. We're just going to drown everything. Paul, I know him, the power of his resurrection. Just stand to your feet with me. Lift your hands up and just begin to worship him. Just begin to worship him. Come on, Pastor Josh, Pastor Corinne. Can we just do just the course of something and worship? Come on. I just want to just worship in Thanksgiving. Can we just worship in Thanksgiving? You know, the Psalms 100 is called a psalm of worship. Of all the things, I want you to just start going through of all the things you're thankful for. I want you just to start saying thank you like 100 times. Think about those things and then just say thank you. Think about all the things that you've been through and just say thank you. I can't hear you saying thank you. I want you to just start saying thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for all 8 of my grandkids. Thank you, God, that they're all here with me. I thank you for it. I thank you, God, for my children. I thank you for Hope United. I thank you, God. I thank you for my future. I thank you, God, for what we did at Thanksgiving and helping these 35 families. God, I just want to be thankful because something that started that won't end. It's a seed that will just continue to grow, and it will continue to grow, and it will continue to grow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just say thank you. Take somebody by the hand. Get in a little agreement on thank you. Thank you, God. We thank you. Everybody start going, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I'm not overwhelmed by whatever happens, D. I'm not. I'm sorry. There's been too many things I've been through. And I just look back and go, thank you, thank you, thank you. No problem. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No problem. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No problem. I love you, Jesus.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.